day it is. Guess what day it is. Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is. Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. Which day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
The people's rest. They're watching every move we make. We're all included on their list.
Whenever a government claims to have the people's interest at heart, you need to think again. In the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite sincerely concerned about the well-being of regular people. What makes any of us think that it is different now? If the Age of Enlightenment has brought forth anything, then certainly this. Never take anything any government tells you at face value.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
Always question everything any government does or does not do. Always look for ulterior motives and always ask cui bono, who benefits.
The voluntary phase is over. It's time for mandates.
Whenever a political elite pushes an agenda this hard and resorts to extortion and manipulation to get their way, you can almost always be sure your benefit is definitely not what they had at heart.
It was a case of asking people to go home, and if they didn't, arresting them.
As far as I'm concerned, I will not be vaccinated with anything that has not been properly vetted and tested and has shown no sound scientific evidence that the benefits outweigh the disease itself and possible long-term side effects, which to this day we don't know anything about. I will not be reduced to a mere guinea pig by getting vaccinated with an experimental drug. And I will most assuredly not get vaccinated because my government tells me to and promises in return I will be granted freedom.
If you have travel plans, there is one more thing to add to your packing list, proof of vaccination.
Let's be clear about one thing. No one grants me freedom, for I am a free person.
In the past 12 months, our world has been turned upside down. The impacts of the pandemic go far beyond the disease itself, with far-reaching consequences for societies and economies. History tells us that this will not be the last pandemic. But with investments in public health, supported by an all of government, all of society, one health approach, we can ensure that our children and their children inherit a safer, more resilient, and more sustainable world.
There's millions of messages out there. Do people really believe that stuff? We're going to have to get educated about this.
Thank you. COVID-19 struck Canada, we at Schizer knew we had to respond. Our lobbyists and public relations staff went to work around the clock for our revolutionary mRNA gene therapy. Not revolutionary in the sense that it actually works, but rather that it would earn for us unprecedented profits. By convincing people to line up for our injections and pressurizing governments and employers to make them mandatory, we secured trillions for us and our investors. And thanks to partners like Justin Trudeau, who hasn't got a functioning brain cell, we can rest assured that our product will find its way into the arms of tens of millions of Canadians. Over and over and over. Schizer. Because we care about our profits. Side effects may include muscle spasms, seizures, paralysis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, myocarditis, pericarditis, Parkinson's disease, heart attack, strokes, meningitis, brain death, premature births, stillbirths, sterility, increased risk of cancer, and death. Do not consult your doctor. We own them
to... Shall we forgive and forget?
Absolutely not. I'm full of vengeance. I am vengeful. It's not a time to say I'm sorry. It's a time to put these bastards in jail. I'm calling it the big kill. We've seen the biggest kill ever in medicine's history, directly because of the intervention of these idiots into healthcare. And it's the physicians, it's not just the politicians, it's the physicians themselves who are principally culpable because they have allowed government's jackboots to influence how they manage their patients, which has never, ever happened before. First, do no harm and informed consent. The physicians have looked in, how can you do this? How can you look into the eyes of a pregnant woman and tell her that this experimental product is safe? How can you do that as a physician? No. Any physician that has done that should be in jail.
and syringe. Every kind of pharmakia underneath the skin. You went to the Walgreens with a mask on your face. Now you're just a statistic on the fast database. Jeff, one Jeff, two Jeffs, booster. You took the mark of the beast. You took the mark of the beast. One jab, two jabs, booster. You took the mark of the beast. Jabs, booster. You took the mark of the beast. One jab, two jabs, booster. You took the mark of the beast.
Vaccine's on the way, Zaddy. Let's do it.
It's Pfizer, Moderna, baby. I'm J&J. I'm vaccinated. The way I feel is liberating. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you. First shot.
Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
DMC, I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit.
Side effects that people experience with vaccines, which we all have come to expect, a sign that the vaccine's doing what it should.
I've been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, which is paralysis on one side of the face. But I have to say that I would do it again because it's what we have to do.
Vaccine!
If this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination.
The same category when it comes to COVID vaccines and infections. I've had the same number as well.
And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
Preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated. A hurricane or natural disaster hits.
Vaccines!
Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Keep me protected from COVID-19.
Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine. Roll the up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
Fundamentally a cult. It's a cult in every sense, and now it appears to be a sort of Jim Jones era cult.
The nasty jelly bean represents the risk of getting myocarditis if you have the vaccine.
A death cult.
A death cult.
Hey there. Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Wow!
Elmo loves experimental vaccines!
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick, give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Ha! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
Of course not!
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on! Forever!
That view of like mixed messaging.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine. Just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world or your money back.
It's your turn. Time to get the vaccine.
You want to.
Sorry, you have to.
No.
Do it.
No.
You have no choice.
No.
Now. Now. Or else.
Or else what?
Last chance. Great! Elmo knows compliance!
And for all you anti-science conspiracy believing parents, buy the re-released classic Tickle Me Elmo. It's perfectly normal.
Now this is fun!
Get the vaccine or die!
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
All right. Welcome, everyone. This is the Sane Asylum number 318, April 16, 2025. It's amazing. I put that montage together because 5 years ago and a month, that insane genocidal globalist scamdemic was unleashed upon the first world. And we all know it was phony. It wasn't a vaccine. It was experimental, illegal, immoral gene therapy, and look what it's done. I know personally 50 people who have died from it. And so, you know, wanted to take a break from normally dealing with the normal issues to look back and have the brilliant Dr. Judy Mikovits and her nephew, Edward Herka, who's following in his aunt's footsteps as far as natural healing. And what an honor it is to have one of my heroes, Dr. Judy. As I said, when I promoted the show last night, I don't think there's anyone who's more responsible for subverting and exposing the scamdemic for what it was. And so what an honor to have Dr. Judy back, and we'll get to know Edward as well. And Dave Scorpio should be joining us in the next few minutes. But welcome, Julie. How are you? I'm Judy. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I just saw a Julie pop in the green room. So that's But how are you? And I have so many questions. But first, how are you? And what have you been up to?
Well, I'm well. I'm doing well, and I've been up to the same thing I've been up to since June 10th, 1980, which was to stop the poisoning.
Yeah.
You know, because again, vaccine only means cowpox. It has to have cow blood in it. And you know, I see all the montage, but the montage is to make you think it started 5 years ago, when in fact, we all know it started in 1917.
Right.
Or 1934 was your next attempt, or even all the way back to the Revolutionary War, because smallpox, you know, a human being with smallpox being wheeled in a wagon through Washington, D.C. in the middle of an outbreak of smallpox, and taking the pus from a human being with smallpox and putting it sub-Q under the skin is not taking the cow pox from the milkmaids and that pock mark that came from the milk of the animals by way of the skin. That will never be an immunization. So we now know, appreciate fully, that vaccination is not immunization. And this plandemic scam has been going on for, you know, for 150 years in our country or longer. And, right. You know, COVID, why do I always hold this picture? What is that?
Oh, here, let me put you full screen. There you go.
What is that?
Well, it looks to me like various something in a blood, I think. Is it blood or no?
Yeah. And it's the cover. It's the cover of our book, Plague. The dark cover through the lens of my microscope, and it's COVID. It's COVID, by the way. This is COVID. And the back of the picture says INIP, Intramural Neuroimmune Research Program. Two people, Dennis Taub, the National Cancer in National Institute of Aging, and Frank Rossetti in the National Cancer Institute. Sorry, that slid down. In the National Cancer Institute. Were submitted proposals, and I provided the samples from Dan Peterson's office in 2005 and 6 from Incline Village. What is ME/CFS? What is chronic fatigue syndrome? So that government-sponsored intramural grant program from which all of our discoveries up till 2000, before I went to Epigenics Pharmaceuticals, it's methylation and TGF-beta. All of those discoveries were literally weaponized against you when we showed the proof of all of that, created the Neuroimmune Institute, healed ME/CFS, just call it long COVID, folks. Call it anything you want. Call it autism. Call it Parkinson's disease. Start to finish, healed that in 5 years. And we all know what the government did. They jailed me, a little J6 style, and, you know, and murdered my husband and my daughter-in-law and created, you know, so where that, that gentleman was angry about the doctors, and we keep saying, this vaccine. No, you started this murder program in the Revolutionary War, and the Crown started it, and we never were anything but enslaved. And so, yeah, I'm doing well. I'm trying to teach the same thing I've been teaching for the last 40 years and hoping some medical deity can hear me this time, because we have all the solutions. By the way, Edward, the glasses have been fabulous. Thank you. I'll put them back on.
Well, let's welcome Edward. Edward is following in your footsteps. He's helping people with natural techniques and interesting things like PEMF, pulse-emitted magnetic resonance, and the Cardio Miracle, which I'm a fan of. I've been using it now for several months, and it really, really is a special product. But we'll get into that a little later. But welcome, Edward. And I remember you as one of the heroic defensemen on your team when you were in the championship of Division III hockey. That was double overtime, man. That was a fantastic game. And your teammate hit the pole. Otherwise, you would have been the champions. And unfortunately, you know, puck luck, right? So how are you, Edward? Welcome. And again, anything you want to jump in with? And I'm curious, for a younger guy like you, to have the insights to go for something useful and not have 29 piercings and tattoos all over your body trying to be a Bolshevik 2.0 21st century communist. It's inspirational to see young guys trying to do something to improve the world instead of destroy it. So welcome, Edward. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here. And we go a bit back. And yeah. I mean, a lot of this started when I was playing hockey. So, trying to learn it, trying to help myself be a better player and, you know, using different techniques, like the acupuncture and stuff like that. So, still learning and, you know, still just trying to share with people. And I think the tide swung one way, with the Bolsheviks, as you might call them. But, I think, at least in my life, I think we're starting to see people come around, especially young people and the younger generation, start to see kind of what's wrong out there. And a lot of people are trying to do useful things for the world. So I think there's a lot of good stuff happening.
That's excellent. That's really cool to hear. Scorpio, are you there? There he is.
I am indeed. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, you sound great. How are you? And what's your on your mind as far as asking Dr. Judy or Edward anything about natural healing?
Well, yeah, I guess what's been on my mind, to be honest, is the ongoing chicken holocaust that's been happening right in America for really no valid reason other than this boogeyman of the bird flu, which only seems to affect certain birds, not other birds. Right. I'm just curious, Dr. Judy, there's been some talk of people saying, oh, they're going to, you know, start a new pandemic with the bird flu. But I'm dubious of that because I think they've played that card. And what are your thoughts on bird flu and the chicken holocaust?
Well, you shouldn't have killed our chickens because it really pissed. I mean, it really angered us. But, you know, I'm going to say that, and in fact, Giuseppe, with the video that you played in the beginning, I say my thoughts are the same. Is we that man that doctor, the man that was angry, blaming the doctors.
Hey, yeah, Roger Hodgson from Canada. Yeah, he's
yeah. But you were the moron. You know, the moron that did it. You were the moron that somehow believed there was such a thing as bird flu. Did you see the bird sneeze? Or maybe it had diarrhea, you know, and Ed Dowd and I did this back in Hawaii in, I don't know, early 2023. And Ed Dowd said, Judy, let me take that question, because I was starting to explain IgY, the antibodies that chickens have versus the antibodies that snakes and camel and hump fat, you know, one of my famous burn formulations, and essentially what protective mechanisms come from the food we eat. So the morons that took natto kinase, which is neither natto nor a kinase, oh, they might have something called bird flu, because you know, they listen to a mini Fauci, why don't we just call it mini me, and they just started running for the cupboards to take anything. They just worshipped the I don't know, the cure du jour, you know, so that anybody can even say bird flu with a straight face and not understand immune responses of antibody, your food and your soil and your plants and what nutrients are. That's why CardioMiracle, why is it a miracle to powder 58 different substances in a particular recipe that when we do the functional study of spectral clustering, light, every nanometer, 10 to the minus 9, light, a wavelength, that's how you can heal it. You know, I like to think about Leonard Cohen and the song about that's how the light gets in. You know, I Edward was the only one of the many people that I asked, how do you tell a counterfeit? How do you tell a counterfeit? And he just said, hold it up to the light, you know, thinking of the $100 bill. You know, Satan's really good here and is the author of confusion. So it's nice to talk in Holy Week. And whatever didn't mention or we're not putting together is no kid is heavier vaccinated than him. And he's a championship player. Not that he didn't suffer, but now he knows how to neutrify and heal his lymphatic system so he doesn't get the migraine. And CardioMiracle now is the a foundation. I call it living water. But I just recently added a new powder to that. And the recent is that I finally understood what Ted Fogarty was saying to me. And that powder is called ProImmune. And a 90, I don't even know how many, 98-year-old Dr. Crum and Ted Fogarty and I met March 6, 2020. Again, we were the only two people who talked on the Epoch Time show that came Joshua Phillips. We were in New York with the Epoch Times. It's April 8th. You can find it. It looks like smokestacks in Wuhan. So you see, all of this was always a psyop. And that's what Trump Kennedy administration is trying to show the people, that you bought the lies. You walk through that store and somehow call it groceries. It's not food. They're not nutrients. And I'll show you a postcard of what the picture of ProImmune looks like. And this is, it's the three amino acids that make up the building blocks of glutathione, cysteine, L-glutamate, and glycine. So again, the smallest amino acid, L-glycine, that's it. So I take my CardioMiracle, I buy a month's supply of both of them, and I dump one in the other, because the formula that Dr. Crum made up a long time ago, it's alpha-ketoglutarate. People go, oh, I'm going to do a ketosis. osmosis diet or a carnivore diet. Well, you can't do that anymore because your soil is dead. Your cows don't eat grass. The glycine, dimethylglycine, is in grass. Humans don't eat grass, you know, meaning, and when I say eat it, they don't metabolize it. And cows don't metabolize corn. So we just fattened up our humans and fattened up because we don't metabolize. You digest in your mouth. I don't remember teeth in your stomach. Well, now everybody, they call them polyps, but or air pockets, diverticulitis. See, we're failing to understand that the metabolisms, and this was our friend back in, I'm trying to think of Warburg. It's all about metabolism. It's the Warburg effect. And, you know, we shut that down. There's nothing new under the sun. So your government wants you to think this whole thing started not your government, Trump, Kennedy, but the rest of the morons in the world. And by the way, we challenged ChatGPT to what is a moron. And it started to talk about a 17th century term in the psychiatric industry where your IQ was between 71 and 91. I interrupted it and said, you're wrong. A moron is willfully ignorant. Why don't you just show a picture of Peter McCullough or any other MD that the guy in the beginning? No, you believe those medical deities. We didn't. You know, we didn't believe those and Edward's living proof of that. You know, yes, he took every shot. Remember, every shot. And I even encouraged some because I was lied to. And the Gardasil, and Julie's still pretty mad at me about that. But again, if you strictly want to go by what is a vaccine, it has to have cow blood in it all the way back to 1828 and Webster's Dictionary from our founding fathers. And this is what this is all about. We're not one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, not under religion, not under church, not under government, under God. And the only way we heal our land is if we stop poisoning our air, our land, our water. The biggest single problem is glyphosate. And this is why they keep going after Bobby Kennedy and just keep replaying the foreword of our book, Plague of Corruption. Why did he mention the Gotti paper? Why did he mention Rachel Carson in the book Silent Spring? Why did he mention Ronald Goldman and the statistician on the chickenpox vaccine? You know, we are still doing the, oh, she doesn't have RSV. She doesn't have, oh, which pneumonia, which sensor did we destroy in our innate immune response, in our B regulatory cell that has to sense? Oh, type 1 interferon, Paximmune, Paximmune. Yeah, they changed the cover of that book, Plague. That was 2017, to create division and controversy because, that's not the virus. That's not the picture I just showed you. You know, so Skyhorse, the publishers, are criminally liable for changing that cover without my knowledge and permission. Yeah, but again, you know, this had to play out or we would have stayed on this gerbil wheel for all of humanity and we wouldn't have the opportunity. So Edward now appreciates and is really digging into the light and the energy therapies. And I'm going to show you a document that I'll try to scan in today. And this is a test called Heart Quest that I do up at the Carl Felt Center in Boise, Idaho, which is the most advanced on having all these therapies in the same place and using them for neuroimmune disease and cancer. Michael Carl Felt is a ND and an PhD both. And he wrote the book, A Better Way to Treat Cancer. So I go up there every month or so and I experiment upon myself because like Edward, I got it all, even Ebola. And, you know, that's a little painful when I shed my skin. But this Heart Quest, you literally put your feet flat on the floor and you put a battery cable on one wrist, like a battery cable, just like you're doing with your car, because we don't have an alternator that will ever regenerate and refill our batteries. When your battery's dead and you recharge it, we can't recharge it because our ATP is being lost as it's sent outside the cell to bar the doors. Interferon is Paximmune, cow blood. And the criminal FDA made Dr. Ali Muhammad and the group that made Boimmunity the book is Inoculated, Kent Heck and Lively. All the books are on that website where you keep bringing up Cummins, Joe Cummins, and he's got Parkinson's like this, because again, it's molecular. And when you're exposed to all this animal stuff and you've injected all your animals and we created AIDS in animals, you get all of that. Well, I did the Heart Quest on July 10th in 2024. And if I didn't know the two dates of this test, and all you do is sit for 5 minutes, don't say a word, don't wear glasses or anything like this, sit with the battery cables on your wrist. And then she put a calming thing on in the background. That's Carissa at Dr. Carlfeld's. And then just tested me. And you can see right here, my brain's on fire.
You can see it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you see how red I am and I'm inflamed.
Yes.
I'm not balanced. Almost everything else is in the green except my brain. This is where I'm going to go off in my Tourette world and tell Fauci what he can do to himself. That's tectonically impossible. But you see, because we're athletes, we're able to do this, and you can focus, and you can get like that defense. You got to keep your head up. You know, Brendan Witt, our hero friend. I'm a goon. I never touched either the soccer ball or the puck. I can't skate and hit the puck at the same time. I'm the goon. But I know if a girl gets on a guy and she can run all day long, which I can, he's going to say, get off me. And I mastered the flop. I just mastered the flop. And then I just hit people because it's a lot more fun. And then I gave my hockey gear to Edward and the boys. And that was it. But look how little my green is. And I'm going to read what this stands for here. That measure, and all we're measuring is like a battery cable in a sensor. So the Heart Quest is a functional evaluation with heart rate variability. You got to keep your heart rate calm. You saw those athletes dropping down on the field. So that is a stress index score. And optimal is 10 to 100, where you keep your powder dry. Mm-hmm. My Tourette's. And mine's 121. On July 10th, 2024. So I'm taking Cardio Miracle. I'm drinking ProImmune. I'm doing all the things I know in 2024. Well, fast forward to March 18th, 2025.
You redid the test? So
yes. And so, but what did I do in between then? Well, Michael got a new instrument in, which is called ExoMind, ExoMind. And the manufacturer was bringing that in on Monday. And I got there on Friday and Michael had to put me back together. I was almost dead when I got there in tachycardia. Whoa. I couldn't see off the lift car and things like that. And so he's laughing at me because he got me out of that OCAT before I did too fast and I died. But he was laughing at me and I'm sitting at home on his super duper PEMF, which feeds back and forth a little bit different. And he's got me in an IV of ozone hydrochloric acid, not vitamin, but and UBI, where you run the blood through the light and ozonate it and kill things so that you get it out of there and then put it back. So he did those the next day to put me back together. But and then Monday morning, ExoMind lady was coming in to do this. And And I said, I want to be the first experiment because I got Ebola, you know, you name it, I got it. And so when do you activate the latent energy, the poison that it, that your immune system, the, you can't put out the fire? Well, so he did the transcranial magnetic stimulation device, but it's better than the one they did in, remember when they put everything on the head, this is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yes, I might well be insane, but it really doesn't matter. I'm still right. But at the end of the day, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now we can do it, and it's just a thin strip, and they position it on your hands, and you relax. You totally lay down, and I'll text you a picture of that. You totally lay down and relax. And then they watch to where they see you jump. And they're, I'm not looking at it. So they see your hand react like that lady you showed that was doing this.
Right.
It is an uncontrollably. So, you know, we could keep it with, because we don't relax. We live in fight or flight. We live there. And so they measured where I relaxed, and it was 72, which is quite high. But then they back it up. They position it right over that left part, and you're going to, they position it right over that inflamed part of your left brain, your autonomic responses. Right. And you know this better than I do. And so then they did that. And I didn't notice anything, but that night, and we were going to do it the next day, but that night I got a bit of a headache. And I got a bit of a headache in an interesting sort of way. I never get headaches, but it was only right over that spot. And it was almost like it was pulsating so that it wanted to open up the expression, but not too fast. And then I was going to do it the next day before I left in the airport, and I didn't do it. And I thought, you know what? No. And 'cause they said, if you have any kind of seizure activity, don't do it, or make sure you're stable in a seizure activity, because you don't want the electrical stimulation, transmagnetic. You want the magnetic and the electrical to balance out. And I'm saying this technically so that Edward can hear me, because I know he'll be able to translate it, because this is his passion, his thinking, and I'm not good at this yet. But at any rate, so I was going to do the heart quest that very day. And I didn't get it done. I came back a week later, and the Heart Quest lady was busy too. So I sat down there a week later and look at my brain. And so I went ahead on home because I didn't want to miss the plane. So now my stress index score is 65 in only one of those, as long as I was neutrifying with the powder. Uh-oh, did you guys go away?
No, I put the whole screen on so we could see that.
So
well, look, in the picture of your brain, there's no red there anymore. It's all blue, which and slight turquoise, which looks much more serene. And then there's some type of explains the various colors. So basically, with this new revolutionary treatment,
Exomind,
you have gone from an inflamed part of your left hemisphere regulating the autonomic function to you're in balance now. And does that manifest as you feel better? Do you have greater clarity? What does it manifest as?
What it manifests is I recover. So I'm going to read it. Brand power spectrum. Now I'm 100. Boom. On a score of 100. And it was literally one thing, but I kept nutrifying. I did all the other things. I keep my bubble right here. I do the PEMF. I do the hyperbaric. I mean, it took a lot. I do the relax. Sauna. I do the things in a way that keeps pulling away the toxin, ionic foot baths. And so, you know, because that's what we do at the Carl Felt Center. Sure. I always start with the foot bath to get the liver and the gallbladder and everything functioning again. So the power spectrum of the brain comes from how the heart interacts with the brain and the brain interacts with the heart. If you have low HRV with sympathetic dominance, low parasympathetic function, or both an excessive amount of red in your pie, neurohormonal, where you're going to be, I have PMS in a handgun. You know, you're going to be that insane woman.
Sure.
So what I don't do is I don't tell Fauci what to do to himself anymore. I don't scream. I recover very quickly. And it says,
that's awesome.
You have shifted to a stress physiology that can create, brain inflammation, further decreasing the green. So the inflammation score here goes to 224, you know, the whole silent killer of pain, arthritis, diabetes, all of this.
Right.
And so this can actually, along with you don't stop the nutrition, but I could see, I'm looking forward to the next time I go back to the Carl Felt Center. What's interesting about it is when I did this last July, my biological age was 47. Again, because I took care of myself all my life and I exercised to extreme, but I don't do that anymore. Why? Because I need my mitochondria in my brain and my heart, and I don't mess with my muscles. I know that's obvious to my identical twin, but I'm not going to change. Anyway, but my inflammation score on a year ago or less was 366 before this one or two treatments, and now it's 244. So very quickly your brain can rewire, and I know what I felt there was rewiring. So I focused on lipids. I focused on IGF-1. Mm-hmm. I focused on the deer antler and other forms. And Edward, interestingly, you gave these to me because the C60 glasses, the red light. So what the only score that didn't improve was my hormone responses, because that's the light. And this is Dr. Daryl Wolf. Maybe we can get on here one week. But we've been on shows where he's teaching me. And then we get to amygdalin, you know, B17, all in the liquid. I don't want anything in a pill because our guts don't respond. We don't get to the vagus nerve. So we're doing everything with just nutrients, liquid and powders. You know, you can't make a liquid out of CardioMiracle or ProImmune because that has to be absorbed as a powder. And the liquids are the terpenes, the endocannabinoid system, the sensory. Have to sit in the cell, the lipid dimmer switch on phospholipid bilayer. So we get the glyphosate out. And again, we get the good fat in, and we slowly get your non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. We stop the fat. You don't get fat. You actually breathe. The cannabinoid number one calms down on your adipocyte, you know, you start to literally metabolize fat. We don't just do autophagy, we do lipophagy. So that was all the answer to the question, what am I doing now?
Wow.
And we're almost finished, but and Edward identified, and he, while I was going up there to Boise, he'll get there with me sooner or later. He went down to a place in Georgia. So tell us about a similar energy healing. And Michael Carlfeld's actually crossed over, and tell us about the enzymes you're using, because that has to do with BP-157 and everybody doing enzyme work. Tell us how that fits, Edward.
Yeah. So it's actually interesting. A lot of what you're talking about with like the HRV, one of the guy who I went out there to see and who kind of brought me out to Georgia, he's big on HRV. And
you can name him in the product. It's important for all.
Yeah. Of us. Yeah. His name's Roland Pankowicz. And I met him through US Enzymes / Master Supplements. It's a digestive enzyme company. And we were doing,
you
some
have a
work.
Website, Edward, that I can put up.
Yeah. It's just usenzymes.com.
Okay.
And So we kind of crossed over in the hockey world, and he was using them for guys and teaching me kind of how you might use them for players, you know, some younger guys trying to put on weight, and, you know, basically explained like, well, hey, they could be eating a lot of food, but they're not digesting. And he even pulled back the layers of like, yes, this is a great thing to use, but it goes deeper into the neurological system and the HRV, which is a neurological score, you know, basically a stress test, if you will, how adaptable your heart basically is in your neurological system. So if you have high HRV, it means that your heart can basically adapt well to things, to stress, to, you know, and you need both parasympathetic and sympathetic. You need, right. You know, because if you're never sympathetic, that's the score where it's, you know, fight or flight. If you're never sympathetic, right. And you're only rest and digest, which is parasympathetic, you can't interact with the world. You know, you're laying on
Look
the ground
where I was.
As a blob.
Wow, that's intense. Yeah, a lot of red.
I had no green. You can't interact with the world.
Yeah, so you need a nice balance of both of the states. And this, you know, they teach a lot of things, and a lot of it is like, aside from the technologies that can help you get there, the light therapy and the PEMF therapies and the different things like that. I mean, it's as simple as sitting down and breathing and reducing stress that way. And kind of getting into a calm state, you know, going and listening to the birds is parasympathetic. So it's
sure
as complex as it can be, and, you know, light therapies and hitting specific things, and HRV is simple, and our body knows how to do it. And if we have, you know, the stressors of the modern world and can interact that way, but then can also get into this relaxed state, of parasympathetic, and we allow ourselves to do that, that's a big piece of the equation too, of can our body go both ways. And then you mentioned heart brain coherence, and that's a big thing as well, but that takes a little more practice to get the heart and the brain lined up, so that, you know, the heart is actually very electrical, and, you know, it they communicate, and so you
and
want
the
that
brain is more the magnetic, the chirality. The shape, chiral is meaning the shape of it, up down with a magnetic flip, you know, up down with just a magnetic flip. So that's where that the electrical and the seizure, transmagnetic TMS, it's called. It's been around a long time, but now we can do it. Now we can focus it, and it's fascinating. That was so cool. You know, I didn't know if I was going to do this at the end of the day.
Well, you know, Scorpio and Edward and Dr. Judy, the fascinating element is in acupuncture, been doing it for 20 years. Like, it's vital for a stroke patient to get acupuncture as soon as they're out of the hospital allopathic corporate care, because you can literally use acupuncture treatments to stimulate the brain to rewire itself. And now you're talking about using very high tech but natural ways of doing the same thing. And that's so encouraging that we have to get more and more people away from this corporate big pharma, the P is silent, magic pill, magic shot delusion, when in the reality is it can be as simple as Edward's saying, for a young, healthy person to eat well and meditate and get out in nature, away from the planned overstimulation of the modern globalist world. And so that's very encouraging. Scorpio, you want to jump in and your next question?
Well, I guess the burning question here is, do birds get the sniffles? And it looks like no. The answer is no. But I guess my question for Dr. Judy is, I had very high hopes for RFK Jr. Actually doing something. I'm a little shocked that he has folded so hard on the MMR vaccine.
He hasn't folded at all, honey.
He's recommending people take the MMR vaccine.
That's not what he said. You know, and what?
That's what I heard him say.
Well, no, what he said was, the best single way to stop an acute outbreak of measles is the MMR vaccine. He didn't recommend they take it. He said, you can do what you want. So what I do, because this is what I do for the team, is I say they started this about a month earlier with their little measles game. And I said, wait a minute, folks, we don't have a measles vaccine. We have MMR. Well, and then I showed them the excipient list of the MMR2 vaccine. And before you got on, we talked about the Gotti paper in 2017 that is in the foreword of our book, Plague. No, Bobby's saying exactly, go look and see if you've got some avian leukosis virus. Oh, you mean you got bird flu in the MMR vaccine? Oh, is that? Because what that child died of was not, and it said, he said very clearly in the paper, in the news article, the child died of the complications of measles. Well, when was the last time a complication of measles was bird flu?
Pneumonia. Well, and I remember when I was a child, getting the measles was no big deal.
I was just going to bring that up. You'd have measles parties and chicken pox parties, and it was just a rite of passage, the natural way you get that infection. I was just listening to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talk about it's not a virus as much as these things are infections, and it's part of to stimulate as the child grows. You need this natural immunity boost, and blah blah blah, and so. I'm sorry, I stepped in, but go ahead, Scorpio.
No, and I just remember, too, like, kids actually wanted to get the measles because they get a week off from school.
Right.
And there's really no symptoms hardly at all. So we've gone from that to measles is deadly. And
I know,
it's a crisis. And I'm just amazed at how they...
Bobby didn't say that.
I know he didn't say that, but here's the problem I have. Here's what I want you to address. The problem I have is that the MMR vaccine has been connected to autism for almost for certain by any rational standard. So I don't know why Bobby isn't saying, hey, this vaccine is connected to autism.
Because he can't. Because everybody will kill him like they killed me or Andy Wakefield or anything else. The people don't know. Look at the fight of Cassidy. Look at the fight of Elizabeth Warren. She knows beyond anybody because her best friend's husband, Michael R. Hugo, along with Barbara Lowe Fisher, wrote the vaccine injury compensation program. They know if we look at the Gotti paper. So what Bobby's trying to do is show you. Did you hear what he also said? Oh, by September, we'll know the cause of autism. Do you know why he said the causes of autism or the cause? Because before September, we got to cure it so the people don't freak out. Guarantee you by the end of the summer, we cure all of it. You heard it here first because we've already done it. We've known this for 50 years. But as Giuseppe played at the beginning of this, Scorpio, you know, look at all the people that did this. Those people are going to shoot themselves or you're going to shoot your doctor when you realize, but he didn't do it. You did. You did. You walked in there and you said, oh, well, if I have to comply, like that little girl in Elmo, you know, how many parents, how angry was Julie, Edward? How angry were you at, what was the doc's name? the Jovenator. How angry were you with the Jovenator for injecting you with all that shit so you could play sports? And oh, by the way, when was, wait a minute. Okay, so if Fauci told everybody in 1983 or 85, along with Ronald Reagan, the only people that could get HIV and therefore AIDS were gay men, IV drug users, and prostitutes. Well, Edward, were you a gay man the day you were born? Were you an IV drug user? Did you step on a rusty nail at 2 months old? Why are tetanus is not a communicable disease? So, Scorpio, what I'm trying to show you is Bobby and Trump are trying to set rat traps to see who's going to use the word betrayal first, because those two men didn't betray anybody. They don't need this shit. And I guarantee you, I don't either. We've been doing this for our entire adult life, trying to teach the medical deities, the morons. Bird flu comes from idiots taking nattokinase, because Peter McCullough, who didn't know heart disease, or he would have known ivermectin and purinergic modulators in one called Brilinta. So why is he talking about a spike protein when he doesn't know his ass from an elbow? And he doesn't. Oh, I have 1,000 papers and I have a foundation and I'm all over TV. All that shows you is he's the Antichrist. Well, you're called to be in the world, but not of the world. He's just putting, I asked Benoit, my social media guy, Benoit, put the Fauci bobblehead on Peter McCullough's body. Here it comes again. When we stop listening to morons and spend one, and a moron is willfully ignorant, willfully, you're hard-hearted. You won't think beyond, did the chicken actually have a gut? Is the cow? I can show you what lentivirus is. I can show you what bovine leukemia virus is. Oh, you mean it might have been in every single shot? So mouse mammary tumor virus is HBRV. That's my friend, I won't say his name, he gets in trouble up in Canada, and he was funded by oil money. So they took his money away when he housed Max, my student. They kicked him out of graduate school in 2011. That's why I keep showing you this picture. Why did we have COVID in 2006 and who paid for it? Oh, your federal government, your National Institute of Aging, because they got to kill everybody because they got caught. All shots after 2009 were COVID shots, meaning synthetic mRNA, capital M. Every shot had little M in it, messenger RNA. If you don't know the central dogma of molecular biology, yeah. When the body's dead and in the ground, what eats it up? The parasites. There is no more virus. Is no more virus. You don't burn Ebola. It's just, you don't burn a body with Ebola. Look at the band played on. Watch how it opens. We've been told over and over and over again what they were going to do. And now if we even say, what are they going to do next? The question isn't on them, it's on us. What are we going to do next? And acupuncture, by the way, Giuseppe, when I did the work, I showed the cytokine storm of that acupuncture stopped the cytokine storm of all things COVID, and because it calms it down. I proved it. It's the cytokines you're looking at. It's the enzyme production. It, at the molecular level, it all drives to the enzymes. So the problem becomes when you're, how we've evolved as a community here is to have these conversations and show people, come on, bird flu. No such thing as bird flu. There's no such thing. The cows, they pee on the ground and they poop in fertilizer. And I mean, there was a, animals don't have rights. And oh, by the way, our animals aren't human too. And our children aren't dogs. This is, and by the way, the only thing Peter McCullough ever said correct was that the number one cause of autism, the number one risk factor for a diagnosis of gender dysphoria is a diagnosis of autism. We've got to have choline. We've got to have egg yolks. Why is Robert O. Young sitting in jail? The pH miracle, the potential hydrogen.
He's in jail?
again. Well, and because he's right, and because, you know, they're just going to keep, you know, doing this, because, you know, the pH miracle, he's also correct when he says the deadliest thing to eat is an egg. Why? Because every egg in every grocery store is dipped in chlorine. Oh, and you break the shell. Have you ever done the eighth grade experiment where you put an egg under light and you try and hatch a chicken? You know?
That, I remember that, right?
Right. But look at the membrane. Look at the membrane under the calcium shell. Look at the membrane. It doesn't go anywhere. You can hardly grind it up. It's a membrane.
Right.
You know, we have a membrane around our lungs. We have two membranes around our heart.
Right.
And that's mesothelioma. So they knew with their SV40 and their asbestos that they could create asbestos. That was lung cancer and cigarette right. smoking, not tobacco. But we all just don't go and throw nicotine on it, because if you don't have the foundation, if you don't have the foundation of CardioMiracle and ProImmune, the two powders, and then you don't have a good CBN, and I didn't say THC, CBD, CBN, cannabinol, but you want the whole plant. You don't want any more isolates of anything. We either want a liquid, we want a powder, or we want an acupuncture again, because if it's a light therapy, an energy therapy, a PEMF, because if we do that, they have absolutely no authority. You know, you need a medical doctor on staff in order to do an infusion. Ah.
Who does that? That's interesting. Who's putting that thumbs up? That's interesting. It's not me.
It's not me either.
I wonder who's doing that.
But again,
well, hey, let me jump in for a second. That you're making a great point, which is the poisoners that have been these corporate globalist poisoners. You know, they started in the 1970s. Oh, we're overpopulated, the Club of Rome nonsense, and it changes the name of the organization about every decade. So what we went through in 2020 was the World Economic Forum nonsense, and they're collapsing now. And one of the best things Trump did was get the United States out of the World Health Organization, which is incredibly corrupt. But what's especially encouraging to me, Scorpio, Dr. Judy, and Edward, is in the last 5 years, the people who saw this illegal, immoral, you know, effort at global genocide with these injections, they're finding alternates now. I mean, the explosion of functional medical doctors, the explosion of people like the Karfeld Institute, the explosion of people finding and using peptides, which you knew 40 years ago. You worked with that woman, Peptide T. I don't know if you've seen, there's like a half dozen now companies that sell all kinds of interesting peptides, and they this is for research only. Don't use this on yourself. Wink, wink, wink. And it's great. You know, people are finding, because there's so much power in political, economic, with the big pharma, that you have to literally fight your own guerrilla war for your own good health, right? Caveat emptor. And it's amazing how much that's exploded and how many real people have learned the lessons from the COVID scamdemic, and they have nothing, no interest at all at a bird flu injection. And yet, I don't know if you noticed, this past week, Trump's administration, sadly, ordered a huge bird flu mRNA lot from Moderna, who should be out of business for quackery and poison, right? So, I mean, I get Trump. I really understand RFK Jr., that you can't do anything if you're not in the system, right? And so he's like, I'm teetering on the razor's edge. He knows exactly what you know. He wrote that brilliant foreword to your book. He's had his crackerjack researchers at the Children's Health Defense Fund. They know all of it. And to their But yet I'd rather have him in there, you know, subtly trying to maintain the steering wheel of the bus rather than some big Harma quack who's going to just do whatever they want. So it's a game. It's a very, very toxic game, politics at that level. And he knows how to play it. I'm glad he's in there. And you know, you're exactly right. Had he just come in and said, "Oh, vaccines," you know, they would have shot him in the head. But, you know, that's just how they operate, right? So he's doing the right thing. But I'm especially encouraged at the silent majority is starting to totally walk away from allopathic injection poisoning and find their own solutions. And so,
become our own physicians. This is the biggest problem. We can become our own doctors because the word doctor means teacher. I'm a PhD. My right. philosophy comes even before Candace Pert, interestingly. It was after Candace Pert, because what was George Washington University? Who was Alan Goldstein? And you can look him up. He was the chair in 1988 when I started in the George Washington. The discipline, the discipline was biochemistry and molecular biology, because you've got to get to the gaseous level. You've got to cross over. I call it It's like Einstein. It's the wave theory in the microenvironment. It's quorum sensing. It's homeopathy. Look at the tryptophan paper I posted. Look at tryptophan. Oh, wait a minute. Why would they say bird flu, Scorpio? Tryptophan. We've got to have it or we can't calm down. And it's quorum sensing, not digestion. Let's change our language. Metabolism. And it's the microbes in our gut, up from the different ones in our mouth on down. That's why when they wanted to do a Q-tip up your nose, that's rape. That's not anything to do with PCR. I did my old hockey game going, test that. Because I know the interferon's going to be in my, I'm going to get it out of my nose. And then my mouth microbiome and the spit, it will all be negative, because that's why you chew food. You don't drink protein. So Alan Goldstein taught me thymosin alpha 1, thymosin alpha 4. Now we have the other peptides. But if you don't have the nutrients, and it's only two powders right now, CardioMiracle and ProImmune are the minerals according to the genetic code. And Scorpio, you'll love this book on our website. It's by a guy named Walters, but it's about Rich Orley, Dr. Rich Orley. Get him on your show. He'll blow your mind. Right, Edward? He's a hockey player, too.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. But and the books, it's all in the product, but it's called Minerals for the Genetic Code. And he set up this whole program. Lee, doctor. Open door, Dr. Alf. He set up this whole program for in a computer. It's absolutely brilliant to show you how the radiation, how the antimony, how the beryllium, how the different poisonous heavy metals in our soil are, how they replace the other valences. What is a valence? It's an energy state, +2, +3. So he knocks down the borons and the selenium and he shows you how the dirt, how everything functions. Do you need keys, honey? Sorry.
Edward, what's the name of this doctor who's a hockey player?
Yeah, Dr. Richard Orley. O-R-L-E.
Is that old? O-R-L-E-Y?
O-R-L-E-E.
Okay, let me look that fill up.
Yeah, he's big on the like the minerals for the genetic code, and like she was saying, the valences, and that's how many electrons are around each type of atom, and that's basically their resting energy state.
He's working out of the Orley Chiropractic Center, is that him in Michigan?
Yep. Yes. Michigan guy, yep. So he's taught a lot about, you know, when you have certain heavy metals, they deplete other things, and, you know, your iodines, your seleniums, your borons. He's big on boron for the cerebrospinal fluid. So it's very interesting when you actually see what they're putting in the air. It's targeted.
Oh, with the chemtrail spraying?
Yeah, yeah, it's targeted to deplete these things in our soil, and that's why, you know, you have to Judy says food is not food, and it's because of that. You know, they're depleting certain minerals in the soil, you know, basically to target them, to take it out of us. So that's where you have to find other ways to nutrify and get that foundation.
Absolutely. Did you see two things about the information you guys have shared? Number one, did you see this week someone put out a video that they poured molten metal on a McDonald's hamburger and it basically did very little to it? I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but they were telling me about it. And the second thing is my wife has massive vaccine damage that you've met her functional medical doc, Dr. Faria, and doing great work for her. But it's to the point now where if my wife eats a store-bought egg, she breaks out in hives. But if we get a local provider and the eggs are not processed, no reaction at all. And so that's just how poisonous and toxic the corporate food supply is, and how vital it is to, no matter where you are, find, you know, local farms that are raising their own chickens, no injections, their own eggs, no processing, their own beef, whatever it is, you can do it. It's easy to do. So anyway, I wanted to share those 2 points.
And those are important. And that's what Trump, Kennedy are focusing on. You know, we've got to get these heavy metal spraying. Dane Wigington, we all know. We've got to get the heavy metal spraying out of the skies. We got hit hard last weekend. And, you know, I could walk outside. I was just watering the flowers. And immediately you get the sensation you're going to vomit. And then immediately you realize, you know, you're going down, you're going to pass out, you're going to vomit, and you don't even sense as you've got liquid diarrhea. I mean, everything shut down, up and down. So we also have to have the grounding. I'm going to say Sharon Whiteley and True47, TRU47.com. And Edward's been getting really into the grounding sheet and the clothing and the skin. She's got essential oils with silver and not colloidal silver. That, you know, we've got to understand the different forms, and that's why we need to go to healers who really know. But what Bobby and the Trump Kennedy are cleaning up, grow baby grow. We're going, when I say the only way to make America healthy again is grow baby grow. We've got to get, it's not just our soil. We've got to get the GMO. We got to get the glyphosate. That's why every time I listen to that forward, how Bobby knew that in 2019, just, you know, if you listen to how that came about in the book, we were literally leaving the truth about cancer in the deadliest place in the world, Anaheim, California, the highest levels of breast cancer, you know, and everything in at Disneyland. And this was October 12th, 2019. And he saw the PowerPoint I gave, which said who and why. One of my other sweet nephews said, Aunt Judy, you just got to ask who and why. And all you have to do is see Harold Varmus, Francis Collins, Killery. What was she doing in the NIH Criminal Center in 2011? Why did they have to jail me? Why did they have to make sure they fabricated a crime? Thank God for Pastor Rob McCoy and David Nolde and Frank Rossetti, who saved everything and played me so I wouldn't get mad at both of them at the same time. For 11 years after I was jailed, to make sure all of this has to come out, we have to get back to all humans, all humanity, and all God gave us, whether it be, you know, animals don't have rights. I'm sorry. Get over it. But we're called by the Bible you know, we're supposed to take care of the land. We're supposed to do the animal husbandry. And so there are whole groups now that are growing the land, restoring it. And we know how to do it. It's just that those people are holding on tightest. I remember somebody from Illinois where your glyphosate is, where your Monsanto is, you know, that, and that senator says, I don't care anything about the vaccines, but don't touch my GMO. Remember, where did I get to all of this? Oh, I first stopped bovine growth hormone. No, I didn't stop it any more than Kellogg's took the red food dye out. They just lied and said they did it. And then the band played on and they marched on and they just keep doing it. Yes, they didn't take out. They just found another way to do it.
And one thing that I kind of would like to mention kind of off that, you mentioned since 2011 and they played you for however long, like I think people need to realize with the Kennedy stuff, like things take time, like especially good things, you know, like you can't, and I understand he has a lot of power but you can't run in and snap a finger and dismantle these things that have been going on for 40 or 100 years or anything
right. Like
that. Like there's a ladder and you got to take each rung at a time. And I think, you know, if people are aware, and it's sad to say, but I think if people are aware, they see, okay, he's saying something about, oh, I disagree with how he's approaching the measles fabrication that they came up with. But they realize that they don't need to go out and get a measles shot because of that. You know what I mean? And there is another sect of people that, you know, it takes time to pull these people out of it. Kind of out of the disillusion where like it can't happen in 3 months. You know what I mean? These are structures that have, you know, footholds, and it takes time to get people to go get eggs from a farmer's market and see that, you know, what's going up on in the sky. Like things take time. So I think that's an important thing to realize when we're dealing with this. Like, yeah, he has some power, but he's also up against monsters, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Scorpio, do you want to jump in with your next query?
Well, yeah. You know, you brought up the McDonald's hamburgers earlier, and I've seen that video where they pour the molten metal on it, and it does basically nothing. And there's also, I saw a video of this woman who has a collection of old McDonald's hamburgers. Oddly,
like 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and she had a Big Mac that was literally over 20 years old, and she unwrapped it. She had the original wrapping and everything. It looked pretty much identical to a new one, which is really frightening to think.
Yeah.
But, you know, because it's so heavily preserved, it's not really food. And really, when you go to the grocery store, probably 80% of the food-like substances in the grocery store is not really food.
Yeah.
You know, about the chemtrails, I don't believe that the chemtrail program is run through the president. I don't think the president knows anything about the chemtrail program. You know, we have sort of a parallel secret government that deals with things on that level. Because, you know, there are classified matters that are above the president. The exactly. President's not even doesn't have the clearance to know about. So, and I think chemtrails is one of those things. And incidentally, last night here in the LA area, I went outside at night around 10:30, and they had completely chemmed the entire sky out at night. And it was really unbelievable how bad
they're doing that here in Stafford. When I walked the pooches at night, it's like a checkerboard. They've sprayed so much at night because they're trying to hide it because so many people notice it during the day. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I think what they're trying to do too actually is cause global warming. Dane Wigington says they're trying to stop global warming. I think they're actually trying to create global warming. So we have between that and the energy or the weather manipulation, they're trying to create a crisis to which they can essentially control every natural resource on the planet. That's the end game of the green agenda, is the centralized control of every natural resource on the planet. But, you know, I hope you're right about, you know, this change coming from RFK. I mean, certainly he's better than having another big pharma shill in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the problem I'm having is I can't help but get the feeling that perhaps certain people have, leverage over him, like Rabbi Shmuley. This guy seems to be at the right place at the right time to sort of control. I think he's brings the news from higher ups about what you're supposed to do or else. So if that's the case, I don't know that really much change can happen within this federal government as we know it. I think it's gone too far in terms of being able to be reformed from within.
Huh. Interesting point. Judy, you have any thoughts?
I don't know. Well, number one, that, you know, the federal government always was the problem. Yes. But
yeah, for sure.
Cause
yeah.
We were supposed to be states. So this is what the first thing that Trump's trying to do, give the states back. You know, the federal government wasn't supposed to do this. We weren't, you know, that all the way back to 1776. Well, they started it in 1777. In the turn it back, the first 10 amendments are the only amendments, and that's your Bill of Rights in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. But again, all the amendments that were added, watch Ann Vandersteel. She did a talk in the barn in a meeting we were at about, it was, when was that? March 20, it was right around Logan's birthday. I'm sorry. It was the one with the meeting where you were in, Georgia or Savannah, because I was that way in Ohio. I was in Columbus, Ohio. But again, we're we the people, and it's not them, the government. It's when are we the people going to take back, you know, our sovereignty? And that requires nothing but us, you know, taking back our protecting our homes and living according to God. Sure. So, but I don't know who that rabbi is. That was the question I was asking Scorpio. You know, I don't think a rabbi has any control over Bobby or this government or anybody else. Now, yes, we've got some.
There he is. There's Rabbi Shmuley Biatch. He's a piece of work, to say the least.
Well, I don't think he's a regular rabbi. I think that's his cover.
Yeah, I think he's,
a representative of powerful people from Israel and the money powers that sort of brings information or a notice to people. Hey, you know, it'd be a shame if people were to find out about this about you. And we can do this the easy way. Or we can do it the hard way.
Well, that would be Mossad. You know, the Israeli, is that CIA? Mossad. That's
right,
who that is. We need to know who these people are and shine the light on them, as we were saying, and show the counterfeit, of course. You know, Bobby's in a lot of pictures with a lot of people. We all are.
Right.
And we have to show you and we show everybody this guy is bad, and then he holds nothing over Bobby. So thank you for that, Scorpio. Because yes, let's show. Because what all I do is say, Benoit, go get him, and they're good. The team is really good at digging up dirt, and we throw that on our X space, and we play books on my Wednesday night book club. I'm here at Godspeak Church talking mainly just because I'm on a perfectly private network between, you know, there are so many sheepdogs here between me and with a lot of guns between me and the outside. It's a shame we have to do that in the churches of the United States of America. But this is exactly where our founding fathers were. Right. And so it's important that we, the people, get in there and we do reconnaissance and tell us and show people who are bad. Just like, you know, Bobby just mentioning MMR, I could show you, oh, that's what caused bird flu. Now I understand. And so the person died of pneumonia. There's no such thing as a measles related illness other than blindness. I got sicker than everybody in my family, even my identical twin. I was in a dark room for 5 days, got 5 days off of school, and I was on a show with Mike Dillon, and it was one of the TV shows a couple weeks ago, and he played the Brady Bunch from 19 whatever 60s when they all got measles. So it's really important that we bring everybody back to the truth. But wait a minute, let's go back to our Constitution, let's go back to the 18. So you can't call it a vaccine unless it has cow blood in it. So, and that's not the same as an immunization. Your constitutions require immunizations. Well, none of them are. And we proved that in 2019. And Bobby's lawyer, Aaron Seary, was key to this. Who is Aaron Seary? So, and we're winning this, but we have to peel the layers ever so slowly. So bringing the Mossad to the light, you know, who are these people? We just say, oh, Christians and Jews, you know, and why don't they bring the picture of Bobby Kennedy with me and Louis Farrakhan from December 20th of 2018? Why don't you show everybody who was in that room in Chicago, Dr. Neuenschwander, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler, probably Zev Zelenko and others, and all the people, and all that Louis Farrakhan asked us is, based on all your knowledge, do we recommend this shot for his people, the Nation of Islam? And at the end of the day, he heard us. And that day we saved 5 million black people. And do you know how many? 5 million human beings in the United States of America. And do you know how many people? Rip me. How do you call yourself a Christian? You know, hey, I don't care what you say. But this is the problem. We are fighting each other. We're allowing them to divide us rather than helping Bobby and Trump. When they throw up a layup, you better make the dunk. If they kick it out, you better make the three-pointer. You've only got two shots. Your lead man will go in. You either get the block or, you're playing a sports game here. And we've got to read the signs. We've got to know the signs. Bobby can't say, Judy, do this. You know, I've got to understand. In fact, whenever I get lost, I will text him or somebody really close like General Flynn. And he'll say, okay, I need you to call me and I need you to call me now. And then I ask him a question and he says, Judy, less is more. And I'm like, okay, got it. And it's like, slap yourself, calm it all down. They can't hear you when you're a fire hose. Calm it all down. When you're Judy, it's not good.
let me jump in here. Compelling shows race by quickly. All of a sudden I've got an echo. That's weird. Let me try this real quick. Okay, there we go. So we just talked about earlier in the show about, you know, building a real fundamental nutritional base with actual minerals and actual nutrients the body needs that you no longer get from the food supply. Now, do you think, Edward and Judy, do you think that you have to parallel detox as well? You know, there's a lot of people talking about detoxing the liver, detoxing yada yada. And so I guess for the last 30 minutes, what should the average person do who's, you know, aware of this and wants to make positive changes to their body and their health and their diet? And what are the first few steps? You know, Cardio Miracle, Pro-Immune is an excellent step. Do they need to parallel that with some type of detox? Or
I call it the elimination diet. Don't buy any of their crap. Stay out of their store. Yes, grab eggs. That's all your food. It's powder form. It's Tang. Notice they put Tang on the TV the other day with the astronauts. So you need to powder your food for now. Those two things are your starting point. And then make sure you get eggs from the farmer's market, never dipped in chlorine. Healthy meat. Fat, 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 fat. Butter. you know, fermented foods, do gut shots with pickle juice, you know, and get out in your environment and eat whole food. That's detox. Start with the two mineral powders. Then you don't have to waste your time buying anything else unless you know that source. Bone broth, bone broth, bone broth, but it's got to be clean. Tryptophan. We've got to have chickens. We've got to have tryptophan. It's the key three pathways. It's up on our website. It's a talk I gave at the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. I'll make sure to put it in your text. And I just refined it again for something else I'm doing. We're learning every week. So then economically destroy them. That makes you feel better. Anyway, but you're going to have a ton of money if you just buy these two powders, and then you can really think and learn yourself. Like Edward, I'll let Edward go in, because again, you've got to get yourself in a confidence letter. But to me, I don't do anything unless people commit to those two things and changing for at least 1 month, because you don't have the foundation and you can do a lot more damage than good. It's taken me a long time with Michael Carlfelt. We've been working together since 2017, and each thing we're layering it. If we don't, we've got to layer it. You work on a layered immune system. At the heart of it is the fetal liver, the liver. We're all dying of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and plasticized brain. You know, that's the calcification. So we got to get the healthy fats. We've got to get the choline, and we've got to get our soil regenerated.
Edward, let's have you share. And I'd also like to get your thoughts on what does it feel like when you had all those toxic injections, and now, you know what's in them, and then we'll go to Scorpio. Go ahead, Edward.
Yeah. Well, kind of playing off Judy there. Yeah. I think the first thing is you have to nutrify and get a foundation to bring your system up. And then part of that too is understanding what works for you. You know what I mean? We've all had different exposures and different toxins and stuff. And, you know, I still have things that I work on and, in myself, and knowing what's in there, it's fine. Like, I think at the end of the day, you realize the body's a marvelous thing. And when you can truly tune in and understand what works for you, you know, with your different, everyone has different little things. And starting there with the nutrition. And then, if you do get to a spot where you feel like, and I think working with someone who understands it is very important as well. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Said,
like, you know, we can't, sometimes we can't see ourselves clearly and someone else can, right?
So, sure, exactly, yeah.
So I think if you do get a spot of detox, I think getting the elimination routes it opened up is very important, right? So can you sweat? You know, are you respirating? Can you poop, right? Are you pooping regularly? What you can learn a lot from your poop as kind of people don't want to talk about it, but you can learn a lot from it. So I think getting those open, and then you can start doing things and going after certain areas. But I think understanding yourself and working with someone who does understand, I think Global Healing is a great resource. Once you get to those steps, they understand cleansing and detox very well. But like I said, you have to get to a spot where your body can handle that. So, you know, I think we can all heal. It's just, it's learning how to bring the system up and then start, because pulling things out is a very hard process. When you start mobilizing things that have been suppressed or, you know, laid dormant, it's not easy on the body. You know, it's like getting sick. So you have to be ready for it. So.
Scorpio, you want to jump in?
I was curious what Dr. Judy's thoughts are on glutathione.
You make glutathione. That's what ProImmune helps you do. You make glutathione. There are some nice formulations that you can use in your mouth and on your skin, but you make it. And if you start injecting it in other things, you will shut down the sensors, and then your body will say you don't need it. Yeah, and this is the three ingredients that allow you to make your own glutathione. You also make it from DMG, from choline, from egg yolk. Again, that's why you don't want to take natokinase. It's a serine protease, and you will never make glutathione again, because one of the last steps is you methylate a serine. I mean, it's insane what people are doing, because they keep taking, you know, what is glutathione? It's your central intracellular antioxidant, and you make it. And so from nutrients, and that's why the nutrients in Cardio Miracle and ProImmune together, that's your okay. Then if you eat healthy meat, from, you know, grass-fed, grass-finished, healthy cows, butter, then you, and eggs, choline, that's where you get dimethylglycine. You will make enough glutathione the way our ancestors used to be just fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Scorpio.
I've just found glutathione to be an amazing, personally for me, an amazing supplement in terms of energy and just overall feeling really good.
And what form of glutathione do you supplement with?
That's a long question. I've several different things, but I've just found it to be a good, for myself, something that's really helped my energy level and just overall sense of well-being.
Yes, that's because you detox intracellularly at the molecular level, like we're saying. But again, you make it. So if you were to take a glass of Cardio Miracle and ProImmune, again, I dump the two together and just put it in your glass first thing in the morning, I think you don't need to supplement if you get it from nutrients.
Interesting. Now, there's been go ahead, Scorpio. Do you want to continue?
No, go ahead, Giuseppe.
Now, there's been a literal, what would you call it? I can't think of the right word. A literal toxic wave of morbid obesity plaguing the United States because of the GMO fast foods and the incredible bad diets of many people. And they brought out this product, Ozempic. And you see these people who have been on Ozempic, and they look very weird the way it affects their skin and their face, and they look like they're partially embalmed. And so, what's your thoughts on Ozempic, Judy?
Well, it's snake venom. This is Brian Artis. The other thing you want to go to is Healing for the Ages, and those classes are on our website. Again, you make these GLP-1, tryptophan. It's right there. The next step, if you switch to Mounjaro or whatever one of the other names are, you'll be psychotic in a heartbeat and murderously so. The way to fix that and begin to detox from these things, get off slowly, but get your tryptophan, but also go to globalhealing.com and get yourself their liver cleanse kit and do it twice. And it's going to be a complete kit. We're dying of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Again, our livers make vitamin C. They make all of the glucose. You know, glucose is not sugar. We just have to get our language straight. You know, that's another reason why the powdered fruits and vegetables in Cardio Miracle, because again, there's just the minerals there. We don't want fructose. We don't want sucrose. We don't want sucralose. We don't want all of those oses, because then your liver can't make glucose. And again, you don't get fat. Fatty acid, short chain fatty acid, in our classes, you can see, again, the talk I gave, the last two talks I gave, National Health Federation, that was March 15th in Dallas, Texas, the NHF Federation, their 70th anniversary, and the IAOMT, International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, the week before March 8th. Both those slideshows should be up on our website, and you can educate yourself. All our website is about is education. Free newsletter every week. You know, we have to put the products out there, but when you learn and you see the foundation, again, supplements are great, and I love a couple of, there are a couple of great glutathione products, but one's called Swish in the mouth, and it's also the formulation and on your skin so that you can detox, as Edward just said, the bladder, the kidneys, the skin, the gut, the ears, nose, and throat. That's, you know, again, the various microenvironments where they're each protected by microbiota and virobiota and fungisome and biota. You know, again, how we metabolize is key. So it does take time. And Scorpio, while we're doing that, there are great glutathione products, and that's why you know, I wanted to ask which ones, because that you feel, but again, we don't want people, that's okay when you're supporting a detox pathway, but you, if you're getting it, your God, your body won't waste the energy to make it. So you can only infuse, and I don't infuse anything, no pills, you know, no pills, powdered food and liquid food. And again, the best two sources are Global Healing. And one of the reasons is that lab in Phoenix, the water they use, they even use sound, glycerol extraction, sound, and a rotation, not a shearing. Everything about that lab is just absolutely beautiful. Global Healing in Phoenix and in Houston, Ed and John Group, brothers, these are the products and that are most healing. Healing for the Ages. Henry Ely's also in Phoenix, and he is the water guy. How to structure your own water. You've got to distill your water to get the synthetics out. Janice Schmidt, the other Dr. J, she's bee pollen. Bee pollen is where you get A, D, K, and E. Bee pollen stored in your fat. That's why we're all getting fat, because your body's going to store things in the fat. That's why I never smoked marijuana as a kid, because I knew, or took anything, because if it's not clean, if it's not a clean terpene or cannabinoid, they're oil, and the oil and the fat holds the toxins. So this is true whether it's tree bark in your N-acetylsalicylic acid, aspirin, you know, whether or essential oils anywhere. And that's why, you know, everything you put on your skin, everything you put on your eyes, I would recommend to take a look at Dr. Daryl Wolf. Braveheart Nation is the app. Braveheart Nation app is the app. And he has a pair of glasses that is even better than these, because they're Tesla. They're C60. You know, what are buckyball shapes in nature? What are fullerenes? And you don't, I'm saying that in a way that you don't lean on your own understanding, but you know there are good people out there. We've got to have amygdalin. We've got to have Richardson Nutritional Center also in Phoenix, Scottsdale. And now Global Healing is making a liquid B17 amygdalin laetril, you know, whatever words you want to use. But you've got to be careful, because other apricot seeds are being GMO'd so that they're not so bitter. Well, the bitter component is what you need, liver bitters. Drop right. Some nice celery bitters in your, you know, in your really clean vodka. But again, because the first thing your liver is going to detox is alcohol. And a really good tequila, one shot, along with, I make my drink and I put it in Salty Dog. Why don't they let you drink grapefruit juice? Ah, because that potentiates the liver, the whole CYP, CYP450, your liver detox of everything. It stays in the blood longer. You have to sign a piece of paper when you go to the doctor to continue to poison yourself and not eat grapefruit. So at first thing every Sunday morning, I drink a Salty Dog. You know, we're dying because we don't, you know, we're not getting the nutrients we need. Well, you know, I'm not a greyhound, right, Edward? I'm a Salty Dog. I'm sorry, I make fun, but I'm making fun. But again, like that was to highlight what Edward was saying. We're all different, and right. our difference are our epigenetics, and that's of course why I'm in this, because I'm an identical twin. Well, that reset switch is your X chromosome. And all the methyl groups wipe off your X chromosome when you're born and you start sensing the poisons. That's your antivirus. Think about it. Which information? How do you know which part of X gets blocked off? No, it's mosaic. Your characteristics aren't there. Only your environmental responses. Julie and I will do tissue remodeling differently because I rode crew in a bike, so and she ran more. So she'll tend to get more. I didn't take the pounding and she ran a lot. So she's smaller up top, and it's just tissue remodeling, and we can do this. You know, because we appreciate it's the cytokine signaling and chemokine signaling, the trafficking molecules, and this was Candace Pert and peptide T. You know, that's your endorphins calm you all down. Well, everybody wanted to go get the runner's high, but remember the first guy that ran a marathon died. You know, it's like, hey, because you don't live near the equator and you're going to, this is the whole thing. MMR, those are measles, mumps, three RNA viruses. So, yeah. An immune system of a black person, an African American, is going to, they're like, ah, that's nothing. We got to worry about the parasites, you know, and again, people get stupid when they do things like methylene blue and things. That's why the only products I will use and in the hand of a competent practitioner come from Global Healing and the two or three I've named, because that's the water, that's the sound waves, that's the development, that's the, you know, if you look at what else is in the bottle, it's only energetic, and therefore it can support the healing.
Wow, fantastic, man. The show's just raced by. Scorpio, want to jump in for any final question? Scorpio, you there? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. Yeah, you know, I'm curious what Dr. Judy thinks of NAD plus.
Well, what about NADPH? Nicotine, adenine, dinucleotide. And nicotine, adenine, dinucleotide with an X-ray, pH, potential hydrogen. Yeah, our God makes it. We make it. It's right in the middle of the disease engine, you know, come on. NAD, and we make this stuff. It's food, nicotine, adenine, dinucleotide. We take
two nucleotides. Well, that's why I'm in all these glutathione.
But I don't take that shit. We make it. It's in the food. You know, what do I think of it? I think God's masterful at picking this together by the nutrients we get in our air, our water, and soil. I don't take any of it. What I think of it is I wish I were God and understood how to do it all myself and educate other people that way, but I'm not. And therefore, I just keep stumbling around trying to teach people and calmly answer questions that, because what do I think? It's right in the middle of the disease engine. Nicotine, adenine, dinucleotide. Nicotine doesn't cause cancer. Cigarette smoking does. We destroyed our tobacco. Where else do you get nicotine? Eggplant. Oh, some root vegetables. You know, nicotine, it's in lots of plants. Any plant GMO and you won't get it. And so, see, they're taking away your food so that you're stuck taking pills on supplements and you don't enjoy life anymore. Sense of taste and smell is a G protein. They're sensors. When you can't smell the poison, when you can't sense and you have no joy from eating, that's eight. A lot of people died in COVID, you know, it's not a thing. You know, it was a covert operation to cover up and destroy everybody you injected with toxic shots since 1917 and 1934. It was a cover-up program because they're criminally liable. There's no member of the government that's not criminally liable. And so they had to, when our science paper came out in 2009, Because again, we did this at Epigenics. We did this at the lab of antiviral drug mechanisms. Why did we have a lab of antiviral drug mechanisms at your National Cancer Institute? Oh, because we were causing cancer. We weren't curing it. And we just turned the bioweapons program and the sign on the door when Nixon declared a war on cancer. And right across the baseball field was USAMRIID. No Wuhan virus. You shipped it. FedEx from Fort Detrick. Come on, folks. You know, and yet we play these, you know, these stupid games, and they don't want you to know that it goes back three generations, and they're going to keep poisoning you and one-offing it until we realize we've got to go back and shift the entire paradigm and use a systems biology approach. And remember, your God gave you everything to heal. Why do you think we use Vero monkey kidney cell line? Oh, Vero monkey kidney cell line and a maiden Darby dog kidney cell line. That was how we grew our flu vaccine in 2018 and 17, how we killed the Italians off first, because the Italians live a really long time because they got really good wine. No, just kidding. So, but again, it's just, but it is true, the good food. And this is where Callie and Casey Mean show you, why do we ship all the good food over there and we don't feed it here? And so it's all the same. Yes, I think NAD and nicotine adenine dinucleotide and how God made us run our nitrogens and our oxygen and our fuel from our poop and everything we've been talking about. Oh, because we had to destroy our drainage pathways. Why do you think you have two kidneys? Why do you think the bladder? That's where all the toxins are going through. The bladder, we're storing these things in our fat, so we're puffing up the lymphatics. I use something called the Michelin Man and it just pumps up and down my arm. There's also ECP, where you put like a blood pressure cup. I'll show you a picture of me in it at the Carlfeld Center, and it just works the lymphatics to open the drainage systems. Sure. And then you put in an ion foot bath, and then you get in the HOCAT, and then that's an ionizing ozone sauna, and you get the skin. But if you do that too fast, like I said in the beginning, I almost died that one day because I didn't realize that I opened these pathways all at once to a level of trauma that almost hit back to theta waves in my brain. And that's a level of trauma that you have to think about before you go there. It used to be called neurofeedback.
So we've got a question from one of our brilliant, our every night, Davis Lerman, Right Perspective Radio. He writes in the chat, question for you, Judy. I find myself taking Tylenol nearly daily. Exercise, drumming, mowing the lawn, and home maintenance leads to a lot of new joint pain and some swelling. Is there something I can take instead of Tylenol, or something I can take that would counter the negative effects of Tylenol? Man, you do not want to take Tylenol. That is,
it's the worst thing. It destroys your liver. How about aspirin?
Yeah, exactly.
How about aspirin and the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? You can take the coated ones, but get off them. You'll destroy your stomach with things. But the worst thing you could possibly do, and this was their first little game, oh, RISE syndrome. No, that was always vaccine injury. And that was so we could usher in Tylenol, which is destroying you. So, there are a lot of different things you can do from pain, especially in the space of the cannabinoids and some of these energy healing therapies that we can directly do for pain. I think of a lot of these patches and ozone therapies, a lot of ozonated oil, right, and things like this. The patches work, but not at the level. The EE system of Sandra Rose Michael, that's fabulous for energy wavelengths, and you sit there and you calm, but the best single thing you can do for pain, go get that globalhealing.com, get that liver cleanse kit, and start cleansing your liver away from those poisons. And get that, because you will get that out. And it comes with the oxy powder too. You gotta blow apart those little rocks and things. Go at Edward.
Can I add?
Yeah.
Maybe get your feet in the grass as well. Getting some electrons from the earth. Might help reduce some of that inflammation. You know, take off
there's the pollen. Right. There's also excellent formulas in Oriental medicine, like channel flow from health concerns and nutraceutical companies like Standard Process offer a salicylic acid, just nothing but that. There's you know, natural formulas to ease nerve pain. There's so much you can do with you know, nutraceuticals as well. And so we've, you know, come to the end of the show, we can go a few minutes after. Edward, any last thoughts? And are you still working with the PEMF company? I don't want to mention if you're not working with them anymore.
Yeah, I still do some stuff with them. But I've learned more about it where it's, you know, different things for different uses, right? Like we're all different and,
right.
You know, I think there's specific uses that it's great for. But I like to, as I've learned more, like I like to understand where someone's coming from before I say something about, you know, a technology, right? So, so I'm still learning and, you know, there's some great stuff for travel and things like that, that are awesome. But I think it's particular, it's more particular than I first understood. Yeah, final thoughts. Thanks for having me on.
That's just great. We got to do it again because we went so fast. There's a lot of information that I urge people to come back and check the recording out. And we'll have Judy and Edward back in the next month or so because want to get more into the one last thing before we go, Judy. If the average person starts mixing the two powders, the Cardio Miracle and the Pro-Immune, and let's just say they're 80 pounds overweight and not all that healthy, what kind of what should their expectation be? I mean, are they going to feel real sickly because they're starting to detox, you know, the fat? No? What are they expecting?
They're going to start losing weight. You know, don't do it if you're taking a long drive because you're going to start peeing. And so they're going to start losing weight and getting more energy like Scorpio said, because you're going to make your own glutathione. Then if you go ahead and eat really clean bacon and eggs and some really great butter and get some tryptophan in your chicken soup, you know, that you're going to start and you're going to be amazed what you can do. And even if we would encourage people not to get off those GLP things, you know, the Ozempics at all without, like, you know, again, do that liver detox first, because if you flip that switch, then you'll have an issue. So I don't mind if anybody pops questions at me and says, okay, that's what most people do. They send me the whole supplement list. And I'm like, well, here, first Nutrify the two powders, and then we'll slowly pull off some of the other stuff that you're taking, and we'll support your skin, the grounding mats, like Edward said. You know, get these silver pillowcases. You know, the Silverite pillowcases, a lot of these solutions are on our website to just take your environment and enrich your environment and have those signals going through in a way that's clean, according to your God. We have cleaners, sodium borate. Start cleaning all your fruits and vegetables on the outside, your lemons, your limes, your avocados. And then just, I mean, a half cup in your laundry detergent, you'll take all the garbage off your skin. Damprid in your home, RRIRIID, Damprid. It collects with calcium carbonate. It collects the fluids, so the molds and things don't get on your clothes. Just, there's simple things. Vinegar, Pure Haven. Pure Haven is in Connecticut. It's just, it's a company where it's, clean things for cleaning your house, for washing your clothes, for brushing your teeth. These products are all available to us now in a healing way. That's why we choke them out economically, and we go to our own stores and we teach each other and we support our own entire network. So I'm naming things that are just in our store. And if you don't know how to use them or what order, all you have to do is text me or Edward or somebody on the team, and we teach you how to do that.
Fantastic. TheRealDrJudy.com. Or if you know, I can get your questions to Judy or Edward. And I want to thank Scorpio, Edward, and Dr. Judy. What a great show. We'll have them back next month. And maybe next month we'll take some questions from listeners. But you guys, thank you so much. The great shows race by, and this one raced by. So tune in to Davis Lerman and all the great hosts tonight. And don't forget, FTJ Media is more hosts coming each week. And support the network. And I'll see you guys on Friday with Zach and Psychodrilla and Tanitras. We'll have a mini roundtable. And until then, have a great rest of the week.